K4BA. Dave, how are you this evening? I actually live on a little bit of an incline. I don't know what the highest point in the city is. I want to say it's like 840, 850, and I'm around 820, so I'm okay. I think down in campus and other places, they've had all kinds of issues. Yikes, wow, yeah, that's not good. Yeah, I have a few places I could probably improve gutter downspout flow and things like that, which is just something I need to do. But yeah, that's insane. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was actually just looking at my topography now. I couldn't remember if I'm near the highest or not. I know I'm not the highest. But I'm kind of on a ridge line, and then it drops again. Yeah, the ham shack is on a ridge as well, so it gets quite the... It stays out of... I forget how that works. I want to say we barely clear the tree line on our tower, and we pretty much have direct line of sight to Burns Hall, one of the high-rises. And that thing, you know, is 900 feet above ground level, and that's only over a mile. So where we are to Burns is a 100-foot drop over a mile. No, Kite Hill is actually on a hill. I was just saying in the campus, I could look. I want to say, like, over in the athletic district, there's always flooding, and there was some yesterday. So there are pumps, there are collection ponds and pumps that are constantly running pretty much to keep that area from flooding out. And during the rainstorm, apparently the rolling center got cut off because of the drainage ponds getting so full. I'm at my house. I'm on a Motorola base. I'm running 25 watts right now on a Slim Jim up in a tree. I could run 110 if I found, if I'd have any white noise. I've never done it for any amount of time, because most of the repeaters I need to work, I just keep it on low power. But theoretically, I could run 100. I don't know if 110 is within the limit, but. So mine's half inch copper pipe. Yeah, I built one of those. It's mine's out of 450 ohm. I think, I don't know if you said 300 or 450. I got one for VHF or 2 meters, whatever. And I have one. I tried to build one for UHF 70, but I couldn't get it to tune right for some reason. But yeah, I wouldn't put 100 watts through that. I would put more than probably a handheld, you know, 5 or 6 watts. Great antennas. I've got one, actually built one for 800 megahertz to listen to public safety. It was hanging up in my window. I think it fell. I'm just looking up now. I don't see it on the nail anymore. Connected to my scanner, it worked really well. And on VHF, we went up to Sassafras during winter field day, and a couple of those were used. They seemed to work pretty well. Yeah, they're great. Great antennas. I've been using it in the tree as a temporary, the copper pipe one, but I've got 2 fiberglass dual band VU antennas. Like a lot of things in my life, I've been meaning to put up, but I haven't ran the coax and put the mast. I had a mast on my house. I took it down, need to put it back up, and I bought it. It had a TV antenna on it, so I'll put that dual band on top of that. But it will work better than this antenna. But this antenna works okay. I'll probably still leave it up as a backup antenna. Been out and about most of the day. I left this morning to run some errands. And yesterday I didn't leave it all. I was actually under the weather a little bit. But today I spent some time out and about. I didn't notice any, but I didn't really drive. I'm trying to think. I didn't notice any here. I did run into a friend of mine at a restaurant I had lunch at, and he is pumping slash cleaning out his basement where some drainage pipes had backed up. And he's like, yeah, I knew it was an issue, and I put it off, and, well, of course the rain came, and it got worse, and you know, he's got some roots in one of his drain pipes. Spartanburg actually had a tornado, I think, and I want to say, did Charlotte have a tornado? Yeah, K4BAN, yeah, it could be a micro or a macro burst, I guess, depending upon the, the distance, but yeah, I guess it was no rotation. Well, I've been playing around with All-Star Link at my house. I got a node here on UHF on 446 something. I picked one of the Simplex channels and put a tone on it. Things of that nature. I've actually been working on that, and I've got a VHF DMR repeater coordinated for Clemson, but I haven't put it up yet. I've got cavities here. But we're currently looking at some major construction that's going to happen to those buildings in the next couple of years, so I'm trying to balance that as well. And then various things on the public safety radio side here. We've been specking out more infrastructure, repeaters, frequencies, you name it, combiners, multi-couplers. That's been keeping me pretty busy. I was actually looking that up. I'm not sure if SVX has a module in it. I know if you've got other All-Star nodes you can connect, or you can connect to the telephone portal. They used to have a SIP portal, but apparently they shut the SIP portal down, so if you had a SIP-capable VoIP phone, you could connect too. But I tried, did some research, and apparently that doesn't work anymore. I'm not sure if that's something I can turn on and off. I have to look. That's a good question. If Mike can do that, I know you can. I think I can actually set up a SIP, what's it called, a SIP channel, the channel.sip driver inside of my Asterisk server, and then you could, they give you my IP address, and you could use that to log in. Yeah, I'm looking here, I'm not sure, I know you can do it, I don't know if you can do it at that raw of a level. I thought they did it through SIP, but I'm not sure. Yeah, let me know what you find. I'd be interested to know. Just thinking through. I haven't seen that, but it might be an option. I've only done it. I've really just been following a lot of the instructions. I'm not overly fluent in some of the fundamental stuff, but it's pretty capable. And it's pretty easy to set up a node. It's just a Raspberry Pi, some sort of interface to it, which you can use a CM108. I see audio cards, they're like $5 or $6 on eBay, and solder core and PTT and your audio line on there, and connect it to a radio that has it out. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I think All-Star will do that. I know there's a left and a right channel, obviously, on the audio card. What you're saying, it actually goes to the feed pie directly. Yeah, I haven't played around with that, because honestly, pies are so cheap and audio cards are so cheap, I was just going to make them dedicated for each radio channel. Yeah, I'm just doing some reading here. It looks like, yeah, they're giving some information here. I know within All-Star, you can set up Echo Link on the node, which I don't know what, with that being true, what would be the use of the SVX Link software? Yeah, I was just reading, because that's what I was thinking is, with All-Star, you could just use that. And then I know the Warn system, that's how they're getting back to EchoLink now, is through an All-Star node. We should have an All-Star node too, but they also have the driver or whatever it is to connect it to EchoLink. In fact, they just set it up where the net controller could have a remote connection to look at what they call Supermon, and Supermon will show who is connected to the EchoLink, like you can with EchoLink. You can see who's connected, which is a tool to use, obviously, if you're using All-Star. That'd be one way to bridge it. Theoretically, yeah, I could connect. Like, right now, I could connect, which I have, my node to UCARS, and you could connect to EchoLink, Warren's. So you connect to EchoLink and Warren's, and also we can talk to each other. Do not. Mine does not have EchoLink enabled on it. I usually access it through my phone, if anything. But I could connect, if you want, to Warren's, and then you could connect to the Warren's EchoLink. Not really. Just the normal Warren's repeater. So that would be, they have connected, but no more than when anyone uses any given Warren's repeater. Let's see, I can look it up. I think it's 440. It's funny because Richard, if he was listening to me right now, he'd give me a hard time because it's actually the frequency of the repeater to make it easy. Apparently back in the day for a small monetary fee, you could actually get a vanity note number. Well, Richard has one. I'm trying to get connected to it right now. Yes, I'm trying to do now. The app on my phone is not happy. It should be, that's why. That's strange. Okay, I think I found it. Hold on a second. The node number is, if you're ready to copy. I should remember this. Yeah, so he's got the All-Star number and the EchoLink node number as well. 442-775. Okay, and I just connected my home node to the Warren's hub repeater node. So if you can't be EchoLink, I'll hear you. K4BAN. Yeah, take your time. K4BAN, let me grab another cup of coffee. I have the radio with me. It is working because I keyed up on my handheld and I heard it on my EchoLink app about a second later. So I'll be listening on the 442-775, which is Warren's, but I'm listening back to my home node. So the bubble chart on this would be interesting. Complicated all this, K4BAN, is I am running a simplex node at home, so it's mutually exclusive in either receive or transmit, as opposed to if I was running a full duplex repeater. So looking at my mobile that I'm using, it appeared to be getting confused at times because it was getting a demand to push the talk from the network, and I was trying to talk back, so it may have worked better if I was using the full duplex node at home. software BAN. Yeah, I just disconnected. I use the app. Richard helped me set it up last night. Supermod on my, actually use it on my desktop or anywhere, but I've done all the DTMF tones. I can just select the node and hit connect, disconnect. I usually just leave mine parked on his home node because he has a home node too. He actually has three nodes. He has a radioless node in his office. He, he has his home node and he has a mobile node, which is a very small UHF hat that sits on top of a Raspberry Pi. I wouldn't say that, K4BAN. Richard has more than I have, actually, and our experimentation has been, other than on the hub repeater for Warren's having EchoLink, we haven't done any cross-protocol experimentation. It's all been native to AllStar. And I don't know how EchoLink enforces. I know y'all usually when you do the check-ins give some time for people to check in, which is good because there's latency there, and I'm not sure how they're enforcing quality of service back and forth from wherever their server is. Okay, Dave. Yeah, it was fun. We'll have to. I'm definitely learning more. My next project is to get my VoIP phones to talk to my AllStar node locally, so I can use them around the house, or if I had a cordless one, I could use that, or wireless, I guess, is it's more appropriately called. Right now, I'm on Gigaparts looking at a Yaesu FT818, one of those QRP rigs. Have you had any experience with those? I'll tell you, they're running a... Gigaparts has the deal right now, I guess. It's the same at HRO. Unless, if you put it in your cart and wait a day, they'll send you an email and say, hey, why didn't you buy that? Here's, you know, a couple percent off if you buy it. Well, right now it's on sale this weekend. They're taking like another 25 off for Orlando Amfest. So they're currently $515. K4BAN, I theorize they might be driving the price down. Like you said, they might be about to come out with a different model. But, you know, ICOM has been waiting to release their QRP ultra portable rig. But its price point is like $1,000 to $1,100. So it's not even going to be near this. And I think it has integrated, yeah, it has integrated D-Star. So, I don't know, I may buy it. I've got that MCOM 2 HF antenna and the LDG matching tuner in my cart right now. And I'm like, you know what, I may have to do this because I really would like it for digital, to be able to do FT8, you know, in the middle of nowhere with a tablet. That's a good reason, K4BAN. Yeah, I have a couple HF rigs and I don't use them very often. But they're heavy. They're 100-watt, you know, built-in tuner. I mean, I think my ICOM HF rig, when I compared the weight to the whole assembly for the Yaesu, I'm looking at, is at least twice. Just the weight of the radio is twice the whole setup of the radio and the tuner that I'm looking at. So, and it's got a built-in small battery pack. So, yeah, it's I'm with you.
KB4CPA. Well, I had a question for you, David. I need a sideband antenna for a 7300 for 6 meters, and I just wondered what you suggest. It needs to be something I can hide. Alright, well, that sounds like something. Can you build that, or do most people buy them? Alright, well, do you, would you by chance have that website handy? Amateur Radio Society and with CC, dot CC.
Sorry, K4BA. I just said I Googled it. There are a couple of other calculators out there. I couldn't find it on the Blue Ridge site, though.
All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here, and y'all carry on. We're dropping off a car at the Toyota place here for some service. Y'all carry on. And thanks for the information. KB4CBA.
Evening, Dave. Talk to you later. 73K4BAN. That's pretty neat. I've actually never built one of those. I've been pretty much a dipole guy forever, I guess. All right, Dave. Yeah, good talking with you. I'll let you do that. We'll have to experiment some more with an all-star or an echo link. 73, talk to you later. W4DJW, K4BAN.